With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A just-released gauge of inflation closely watched by the Fed shows that inflation did remain elevated last month. However, consumer spending recovered a bit from previous readouts. Israel launching an attack on the Lebanese capital, Beirut, for the first time since a ceasefire paused the latest Israel-Hezbollah war in November. Suspected American airstrikes have pounded Iran-backed Houthi rebel targets in Yemen.
Initial reports from the Houthis described at least seven people hurt in Sana'a, which the rebels have held since 2014. But the full extent of the damage and possible casualties was not immediately clear. The number of strikes appeared particularly intense compared to other days in the U.S. campaign that began March 15th. Other areas targeted included the Red Sea port city Hodeidah and the rebel stronghold of Sa'ada. I'm Ben Thomas.
It was midday when the earthquake hit, and hit hard, in Thailand.
All of a sudden, the whole building just began to move. Immediately, there was screaming, there was a lot of panic. I just started walking calmly at first, but then the building started really moving.
Tourist Fraser Morton, another visitor to Bangkok, Paul Vincent.
I went on the street and I looked up, and a building equivalent to this one here was actually, you could see it next, compared to the next one, it was actually moving. It was swaying.
A 7.7 tremor caused an under-construction high-rise to collapse in Bangkok. At least three people killed, with dozens buried beneath the rubble. The quake also felt in Myanmar and in parts of China. There have been dozens of high-water rescues across parts of South Texas, the region pounded by heavy rains that spawned flash flooding. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 80 points. NASDAQ futures off 80 points as well. This is SRN News. A pro-life display came under attack at a North Carolina university.
Officials at the University of North Carolina Asheville are investigating the angry outburst of a student at a campus display hosted by Students for Life of America. The group posted a video online that shows a male student confronting pro-life students with profanity before disrupting their table display and throwing all their resources on the ground. In the video, the student is heard accusing the pro-life member of, quote, spreading propaganda, unquote, to advance fascism. George Williams, SRN News.
A Georgia bill that would ban almost all abortions caused an uproar in Atlanta this week. A crowd of protesters from both sides of the abortion debate flooded a hallway in the Georgia Capitol with chants and signs. Lawmakers are holding a hearing on a proposed bill that would make most abortions a crime from the point of fertilization. Legislation will not go anywhere this year. Deadline for lawmakers' consideration is passed. SRN News. HUD cracks down on government-backed mortgages for illegal immigrants. Correspondent Bernie
Bennett. The Department of Housing and Urban Development announced Wednesday that non-permanent residents will no longer be eligible for FHA or Federal Housing Administration mortgages. It's part of a broader effort by the administration to ensure that American citizens are prioritized under taxpayer-funded housing programs following a massive flow of illegal immigration under former President Joe Biden. The new policy eliminates the non-permanent resident category entirely from the FHA's single-family title land Title II programs. The new policy will also prohibit government-backed mortgages for non-permanent residents moving forward. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Las Vegas police have arrested a man who allegedly set fire to Tesla vehicles in Vegas 10 days ago. Police say Paul Young Kim spray-painted the word "resist" in red on doors of a Tesla service center and then threw Molotov cocktails and fired into the vehicles with a gun. More details, SRNNews.com.